After he was forced out, the process at Apple reverted to being engineer-driven. Before Steve came back, engineers would say, "Here are the guts, processor, hard drive," and then it would go to the designers to put it in a box, said Apple's marketing chief, Phil Schiller. "When you do it that way, you come up with awful products." But when Jobs returned and forged his bond with Ive, the balance was again tilted toward the designers. "Steve kept impressing on us that the design was integral to what would make us great," said Schiller. Design once again dictated the engineering, not just vice versa. On occasion, this could backfire, such as when Jobs and Ive insisted on using a solid piece of brushed aluminum for the edge of the iPhone 4, even when the engineers worried that it would compromise the antenna. But usually, the distinctiveness of its designs for the iMac, the iPod, the iPhone, and the iPad would set Apple apart and lead to its triumphs in the years after Jobs returned.